Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, increasing cloudiness, the chance of a thunderstorm, a low of 54. A Racine County jury deliberated about 2.5 hours yesterday afternoon and this morning before finding Robert Swanton guilty of the first-degree intentional homicide of 42-year-old Melissa Hansen last year, a woman he called his friend. Swanton's attorney argued that Swanton never meant to kill the mother of three, but only hurt her after becoming increasingly paranoid and fearing she was involved with other people who wanted to harm him. Swanton faces life in prison when he is sentenced July 18th by Judge John Jude. A garage fire spread to neighboring garages and damaged two homes early this morning. The fire started in the garage behind 1635 Thurston Avenue and was reported about 1 o'clock. It spread to two adjacent garages and four vehicles. The fire also resulted in heat-related damage to four neighboring homes and brought down power lines. No one was injured, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. As fire units were clearing the scene, what appeared to be smoke was seen coming from an RFD rescue squad. Chief Steve Hansen says it was steam from a failed radiator on the unit, which required a tow. A new radiator has been ordered and should be installed shortly, according to the chief. Just prior to 4 a.m., a car struck a utility pole in the area of 6th and Marquette Street in Racine, causing some power lines to come down. Police closed Marquette Street between 6th and 9th. The vehicle's airbags deployed, but the female driver did not need hospital attention. One of the big problems with unclaimed funds in Racine County is a large number of juror checks, issued citizens called to perform their civic duty but never cashed, while some people would be willing to donate that usually small amount. Clerk of Court Sam Christensen told the county's Government Services Committee his office would need formal approval to accept those juror payments as a donation. He said the proposal is modeled after Waukesha County's mechanism for donations.
They get quite a bit of money in. I'm hoping to maybe get $250 a year. And then, like I said, we can use that money to buy stuff that we don't normally budget for. So maybe refrigerators for the jurors, or if a coffee maker breaks, we can replace that. Something out of the norm, but also, again, something to sort of make their experience when they come in a little bit better.
The committee unanimously supported a proposed resolution to create a juror payment donation process, which the county board will consider in the coming weeks. The Racine Zoo was the setting for an announcement yesterday that a new comprehensive guide for child mental health services in Racine is now available. Jackie Hartley, the manager of the Racine Collaborative for Children's Mental Health, said the guide was developed with the help of Leadership Racine. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave said Racine and Kenosha counties have been working together to deliver better mental health services to adults and children.
Access to our children's mental health system was tough, and even if you did access it, it necessarily wasn't that great. And we're starting to turn the tables on that. We still have a long ways to go, but our story is starting, and I think it's going to be a good ending.
Delagrave also declared Thursday Child Mental Health Awareness Day in Racine County. The close of business today is the deadline for applications to become municipal judge in the city of Racine, a vacancy created last month with the election of Mark Nielsen to the circuit court bench. The candidate appointed by the Common Council following an interview process will serve until a special election next April and then finish Nielsen's term, which ends in April of 2018. Candidates have to live in the city of Racine with a current and valid license to practice law in Wisconsin and be available to assume the position July 1st. Resume and letter of intent has to be in the city's human resources office by 5 o'clock today. Those first dandelions of the season are no cause for dismay. They're good for the bees and even you, according to Gateway Technical College horticulturalist Kate Jerome.
The greens of the first dandelions, you can harvest the greens for yourself because they are so full of vitamins that if you can tolerate a little bit of bitterness, as the season goes on, they get more bitter, but the early ones are not quite as bitter. But just grab a handful of those and chop them up in your salad, and it will give you a huge vitamin boost.
Overall, Jerome says the growing season is off to a good start with plenty of moisture and seasonable temperatures. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.